All right, it's 99.7 DJX here with JCPS Chief of Communications, Allison Martin. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben and Kelly. How are you?
Super.
We are super, and superintendent is what we're talking about because there's a void for the JCPS superintendent gig. Marty Polio has been acting as interim, but it's kind of important here over the next several days that people kind of get involved in the selection of the next, right?
Absolutely. So we have our search going on right now for our permanent superintendent in JCPS. We have two internal candidates. The first is Dr. Marty Polio, who's been our acting superintendent for the past 7 or 8 months. And then we have Dr. Michael Razor, who is our current chief operations officer.
Now, there's going to be a couple different forums. One of them, you were telling us a little bit off the air that it was a student forum where the students were going to get to ask questions to the superintendents to be.
I can only imagine what is on that
more
agenda.
More lunch, more recess.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. All of
and,
that.
Well, because Kelly and I have read to JCPS schools for several years.
And thank you for that, by the way.
Absolutely.
And the
it's
questions
so
that
fun.
Kelly and I get
yep.
are the best. Like, do you go to work in a limo?
Yes. Are the buses going to be replaced by limos?
I
can imagine that.
Do
yes.
you like llamas?
Yes.
Right. Or
yep.
where?
Do you have a TV?
What kind of pets do you have?
Yes.
What's your favorite song on the radio?
All of that.
Have you ever met Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
Right.
Well, I will tell you, we had our first forum last night at Central High School, and we had 5 students on the stage to ask questions. They asked the most powerful questions
really
of anyone, and not to say that our
right.
audience wasn't fantastic and offered wonderful questions, but the students' questions were about student assignment,
wow,
English as second language students, school resource officers. These
they're on it
were impressive. So I think it's going to be a really great event at the next forum.
Well, Allison, we can show up and ask those questions in like, are you going to replace buses with limos?
Yes. But we encourage you to.
Right.
No question is off limits.
Well, sure. Allison, these sound like much smarter students than when I was in school.
Uh-huh.
I would have been like, hey, so can we get better toilet paper in the boys' bathrooms,
listen,
please?
Listen, they're smarter than we are now.
Wow, this is true.
That is mm-hmm. true. You go into our classrooms and our kids blow me away. They're building robots and they're coming up with water filtration systems. In 3rd and 4th grade.
Okay, I'm feeling like an underachiever.
It's not our 3rd and 4th grade.
Wow.
So not only are you guys hosting these forums, but if you can't make a forum, live streams on Twitter.
Absolutely.
At JCPSKY.
Yep.
And then also online.
Absolutely. So we have many opportunities to engage. Our Board of Education really wants to hear from our community about what our community wants in a superintendent. Because everyone is a stakeholder. Whether or not your children are in JCPS right now, like mine are, or you have students who graduated,
mm-hmm.
Or you went to JCPS, or you're just someone who lives in the community, your grandparents, your grandchildren may go there, or you're a taxpayer. Everyone is a stakeholder in JCPS. So we want to hear everyone's voice. We have 2 ways to engage. We have, first is our survey. It's jcpsyourvoice.com.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 90 seconds to fill out. I've already done mine. You can do it on your phone. It's very easy. And if you don't have internet access or that's not available, you don't have a phone that has that kind of access, you can go to any one of our free public libraries here in Louisville or our West Louisville satellite office. You can stop by in the California Community Center on Tuesdays and Thursdays and be able to fill out that online. So that's the first way. And then the second way is our public forums. First one was last night at mm-hmm. Central High School. The next one will be Monday, and that's the one that's student-driven. And then we have 2 more next week, one at Ballard High School and one at PRP. Both of those are town hall-style forums. You can come, write down your questions, and our moderator will ask those questions.
I'm hearing no excuses.
Yeah, most
to not be involved.
Yeah,
yeah,
get involved. That's the key. Allison Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys, and thanks for being such great supporters of JCPS. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.